If you're on the liver transplant list in the U.S., you probably already know there are vast geographic disparities between organ availability and the folks who need them. But that may soon change if a plan by Dori Segev and colleagues at Johns Hopkins is adopted. Segev says it's quite understandable how the current broken system developed.
Organ transplantation in this country started very local. When an organ is recovered, you want to get it to the recipient with the minimal cold ischemia time. And so people would just either use the organs within their own transplant center, or if there was a nearby transplant center, they would call the other center and say, do you happen to have a recipient for a blood type AB liver? We just don't have somebody on our list right now. Those turned into the regions that we currently have. And unfortunately, those were not built based on the balance between supply and demand.
At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.